We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Riggs and Ally. Riggs and Ally. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Audacy app or at 1037kissfm.com.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ally.
You know, Jennifer Lopez was spotted wearing a necklace that said Ben on it.
Oh, yeah?
And she was sporting it. That was not, I don't think that's what he gave her for her birthday, but somebody wrote on Ben. The internet, oh, I am dead that J-Lo is legit rocking a Ben necklace like they're in middle school. True love never dies. I thought that was the funniest post I had seen this week about the
Jennifer,
two of them.
Back in full effect.
They're so in love and They're so meant to be, they can wear middle school necklaces.
Yes.
I love it. No, but if you're wondering what he got her for her 52nd birthday, she looks amazing.
Yeah.
Ben got her some jewelry and he custom made these gold necklaces. And they were layered and they all had a meaning. They were all custom made. So there was one that was a reminder of their capacity for change and growth. That was one of them. Another piece was medallions that represent resilience, which they describe as wild, abundant, and untamed.
AKA breaking up for 20 years.
Right. It says the blossoms are fed with passion and continue to bloom, even in darkness against adversity.
Wow.
This is we always feel this hopeful in the beginning of a relationship, though.
Well, they're having a lot of sex.
Yeah,
it's all back. It's all fresh again.
That's why I only date people for 6 months and then we break up. So anyway, and then there's a thorn on there as well because they said you cannot separate the flower from its thorn.
I know.
We assume, you know, a risk when we go and love someone. So that's true.
Yeah.
If you might get stabbed, but what the hell? You in or out?
At least there's a flower at the end of it.
Right?
I'm bleeding, but it smells good at the end.
Right? So those are the things he got her was these gold necklaces that resembled resilience, you know, overcoming adversity.
Well,
dark love.
That's Bennifer, man. That
there
is Bennifer.
It was a derecho. That's what it was called yesterday.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with me at all.
Okay.
Nothing's wrong with me at all.
So you slept through the tornado. Great.
Well, I didn't sleep through it. I did not sleep through
it. But you didn't leave your room.
No, not at all. Last night,
you stayed on the main floor.
Yeah, this morning it probably...
Moron.
What was it, like 2 o'clock this morning?
It was 1-something, because I heard the sirens.
Was it 1-something?
And Bella woke me up right before the siren kicked on. Bella never wakes me up. Bella knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
So
Samson barked.
Yeah.
And I heard the little alert of the alert thing that goes off on my wife's phone. I didn't hear it on my phone. For some reason, it didn't go off on my phone.
I didn't get an Amber Alert. I just heard the sirens in New Berlin, and I went straight to the basement because I was afraid. I didn't want windows to start blowing out. I didn't know how close we were to a tornado. I didn't know where it was. I didn't know how fast the winds were. I just ran downstairs with a blanket.
I rolled over. I flipped open my phone, looked at the radar, and I went, oh, wow, that's a crazy storm. And I just had to lay there, listen to the storm.
You didn't,
I heard the siren. I didn't do anything.
You heard the siren. Tells you there's a tornado on the ground and you stayed in the main floor that could have been swept off at any moment.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything other than the siren. I didn't even hear nothing else.
Go to the basement. That's what it's telling you to do.
I've heard the siren many times before when nothing happens at all, just when there's severe weather. It's happened before. When the siren goes off, and I'm like,
siren?
Okay.
So you don't care what the siren is stupid to you.
Well, yeah.
It means it's not going to save any lives. It's not trying to tell people to go to their basements.
Well, of course it's trying to tell them that. There's
a
tornado somewhere.
You're a moron.
But there wasn't anyone by me, though.
I got up, and I could see neighbors' lights on, so I knew there was movement and people were going to the basement. I could see some neighbors where there weren't lights on, and I was like, I hope they're okay.
Yeah.
I called my ex. I called him at 1:30 in the morning to make sure they were in the basement, because I was worried that, because he's here, hearing impaired, he wouldn't hear the siren.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
did not want the top of their house getting blown off, or I didn't know what was going on or where how fast the winds were, because it could just be fast winds breaking out windows.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a tornado. So he finally calls me back when I was sitting in the basement with Bella. And he's like, yep, yeah, we're okay. We're in the basement. I'm like, okay, that's all I needed. I just wanted to make sure my babies were safe. Have a good night.
I heard the thunder. I heard a loud bang, which was clearly like a generator or something that got snapped. And then our power went out for like 3 hours.
Power went out. I didn't lose power.
We lost power from about 1:30. I flipped open my Wii Energies app and I like reported it right away.
Yeah.
And it was like 21,000 people without power at that point. It was
crazy. You were in a worse place than me if you lost power.
No power.
I didn't lose power and I still went to the basement.
Power finally came out at about 4:20 this morning. So shout out to the Wii Energies crew that was out all night probably getting people back up and running.
The people that were up, you know this, that we had alerts and the tornado warning was until 2:15 a.m. I remember specifically. So I had to I sat there for about 30 minutes.
It was in Milwaukee County too, like downtown people.
It was all
I have friends in downtown that were like, oh, I'm downtown. Yeah. I hope there's not a tornado downtown Milwaukee.
And then I got on Facebook and realized a lot of other people were up posting about it. Yeah. I saw that in the middle of the night. And then I was like, okay, now it's 2:15. And then the rain slowed down. The siren went off and I went back to bed.
I'm one of the stupid people that I've always thought if there's going to be a tornado, I will hear something. I'll hear something break outside. I'll hear something and I'll know to get down in the basement.
You're not going to have time to run to the basement if the tornado's breaking at something right next to your house. You know how quick they go? You know how fast those things move?
No, because I've never been in one before.
You moron. You grew up
in Indiana. Have you been in one?
I've called you a moron 7 times this break. No, but we grew up in Tornado Alley. I grew up in Southern Illinois. You grew up in Indiana. We know better.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't go to the basement.
No, I didn't go to my basement at all.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if I'm alone on this. 414-799-1037. I mean, I was up and I was alert as to what was going on, but I didn't wake everybody up. I was going to wake up my mother-in-law, wake up my wife, and just drag everybody down to the basement.
Okay, Ryan from Calabama's on the phone. Do you think you went to the basement or not?
No.
You say no? Okay, then I'll say yes because they have a baby. Okay, Ryan.
No way. Ryan.
Ryan, did you go to the basement?
I didn't go to the basement, but I did wake up my wife and I did move my kids, the dogs, and everybody else into the basement. I sat upstairs watching the news and
watching outside.
You're that guy, Ryan. You're that guy.
I was that guy that would be chasing those storms if they were during the day, and I'd be out in front of it watching it, taking pictures and videos.
You know what? And Riggs go chase your storms and
I watched Twister growing up. That was an awesome movie.
It was a movie!
I know, but there's still people that do that stuff, man.
Rush, yeah.
So you woke up your family, you took them down in the basement, but you yourself did not go in the basement.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
I was getting text messages from my wife. Get down here. It's not quiet.
Honest to God, Ryan, it would have freaked me out too if I had a husband who was not with us. Because all I'm thinking about is that when it comes, this is going to sweep off your house, man.
Yeah, maybe.
It sweeps my house off. I've already got somebody to take my name. I got my little guy who's already got my last name. So
he'll carry on the name.
Ryan's like, they'll all be alive. Live in the basement. They'll be fine.
Ryan, thanks for calling, dude.
No problem.
Have a good one.
Have a good day.
Good morning, Kiss FM.
Hey, this is Emily from South Milwaukee.
Hey, what up, Emily?
What'd you do last night? Did you go to the basement or were you like Riggs and sat in front of the windows?
What did you do?
In front of the
Let
patio.
Her talk. What did you do?
So my boyfriend and I and the dog woke up to like both of our phones going off, obviously, like everybody else did. And like we looked at it, kind of looked at each other and was like, meh, and just went back to bed.
Oh, you guys.
So you just rolled over and went back to sleep too?
Yeah.
Well, good thing you guys got lucky. Everyone got lucky last night. Let's hope this doesn't happen again and you don't get lucky.
We live in an apartment building and it's like there's nothing down in the basement except for storage and everybody's crap is down there. And it's like, it honestly wouldn't be that much safer downstairs. And I slept, but I'm like a light sleeper. So I would wake up even if I like heard the actual like alarm go off out the tornado siren go off.
You said it wouldn't be safer in the basement, but you guys understand the whole point of going in the basement during a tornado is that it rips everything above you off, right? You guys get that, right?
Oh yeah.
But the basement's nothing?
Oh, I'm aware. I just didn't care.
Don't care.
Wow.
I'm surprised someone else is on my side.
I really don't care though.
This is the thing, Emily. It's one thing when we have a severe thunderstorm or fast winds and there's maybe we'll do the siren. It's another thing when there's a tornado on the ground in your county and you're just like, what the hell? Screw it.
If it was light out in the middle of the day, I'd be outside trying to look for it. Like,
that's what
I
was like. So
I watched
weird.
Winter 1 too many times as a kid. Like, I love that movie. Like, that's my ish.
Somebody texted in, Riggs is about to turn into Dorothy. Someone get him some red slippers.
Ooh, might be fun. Well, thank you for calling, Emily.
Yeah, of course.
Appreciate listening this morning.
You too, girl.
You can still call or text 414-799-1037.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we've been waiting and waiting for Aaron Rodgers to speak out about what the hell's going on with him and his future with the Packers. So yesterday was our day.
He did like a 40-minute press conference.
Yeah, well, he owed us that. Yeah. He likes to say, we own the team and this and that. Well, then tell us what the hell's going on.
Right, dude? Come on.
So here he is, which is the first clip, why he was so quiet the whole time.
Yeah, he talks about kind of why he didn't say much. Kind of he was mum about the whole thing.
Okay.
That the media loves to make stories when there's not enough content to put out there. Look, I realize, you know, there were times I could have said something, but I firmly believe that there is wisdom in silence. And also, I love this city and this organization, and I didn't want to get into a f***ing match with a team that's employed me for 16 years, paid me a lot of money. I felt like handling things behind closed doors was the right way to do it.
So, you wanted to do things kind of privately?
Okay, so...
But when you're talking about millions of dollars in contract money, he wants to keep that.
He's saying he's damned if he doesn't, and he's damned if he does, if he talks to the media. However... I think it's more the fact that you shocked us with your engagement to someone we didn't even know you were with. We were left no choice but to speculate.
Right, but the Packers don't care about that, though.
No, but I'm saying you want to know why people are so curious and coming up with their own conclusions because we didn't hear from you.
Well, yeah.
That's why.
You just drop it in an acceptance speech about thanking your fiancé when nobody knows about it?
And I think some of that is... I'm just not going to share it because people are going to judge. Well, we know how many people, you'll just hide your life because you're afraid of people judging you versus I am engaged to a chick I met 6 months ago. How about just saying that?
And he's so right because I've read so many rumors. Her family's in Denver and they don't think
pregnant, that
he needs to move to Denver and just stop playing football and focus on starting a
family.
None
of it's true.
It's like, what?
None of it is true. So anyway, so Aaron Rodgers speaking out for the first time yesterday.
He says he's still thankful to be a Packer, though, so
it's still something I'm very proud of. You know, I did see something about Farvey and Bart playing 16 here, and this is obviously number 17, so there's something special about that. I've been here a long time, seen a lot of change in personnel and people in the building and the fields and the Hall of Fame and pro shop and cafeteria twice, weight room. You know, it's been fun to be a part of the change. A lot of times, like at Cal, you move on and then everything gets better. It's been fun to see the facilities and everything get better.
So he basically said he wanted to be more part of the free agency stuff, like bringing players in, and if players are leaving, he wants to know why, try to get them to stay, try to bring in players, try to convince players to come.
He wants to be in management, it sounds like.
Probably. And he also says, he's like, Green Bay is not a vacation destination. Look, people come here to play because they want to play with me and win a championship. That's why people come here.
That's true.
And he wants to be a part of that, and he feels like he isn't.
That's true. Randall Cobb is coming back,
which is cool. Mm-hmm. So we got those two back together.
I'm happy. I never thought he wasn't going to come back. I got scared there a little at the end, but I do understand. He's like, I am literally the face of this organization for 16 years. If you're not going to give me input on how it's run, I don't want to be here. I do get that in a way because he's such a leader. So
I can get it.
Yeah.
But he's at least going to be playing this year. Next year is still up in the air, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers is back, baby. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Hi.
So rude.
What is so rude about this?
Rude.
Why?
I'm sitting there on my vacation last week in California, and I see Riggs post on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. How many discussions have we had on this show about how you and I have no tattoos? We've never had a desire to get one. I don't care if you get a tattoo, but where the hell did this come from? Are you having a midlife crisis?
No, Allie.
When did this start? And where? I can't believe you talked about this when I was gone.
Well, I did. I injured myself for the first time in 38 years. Never done that before.
Injured. Yes.
Broke my wrist.
Yeah.
My radius, rather, my arm, and I cracked my butt.
Yeah, you broke your butt.
Double crack now. Two cracks in my butt. And I figured since I've done something permanent to my body in that way, I might as well commemorate it some way. And I thought about tattoos, and I was like, maybe I could commemorate this with a tattoo.
Tattoo to celebrate your injury.
No, to remind me of it, to never do it again, as a warning, to never do it again. Because I couldn't decide on one, so I threw it out to people, and I was like, there's really only two reasons to get a tattoo. Either because you like the artwork and you think they look cool, or they have like a deep meaning behind it. Like it's to commemorate a loved one.
Sure.
Or like an injury.
Are you getting one?
I don't think so.
How?
But I was on the fence about it.
You thought about it.
But that's what I was asking people about. Mm. Like why they got them. And there were lots of stories about people that got them for family members that had passed away, children that had passed away.
And but tons of people get them just because.
I know.
And that's okay too.
Those are the art people too.
Yeah.
And I told... told my mother-in-law about it, too. She heard us talking about it.
What did she say?
She goes, well, there's just a lower class of people that do that
she
kind of stuff.
And
I go, whoa. And I go, whoa. And I go, back up a second here.
Dude.
I was like, I go, tattoos are way more accepted now. And she goes, they are?
100% accepted. You could totally have them now in a professional setting, and you can cover them up however you choose. But that's nonsense.
I said, I have a friend that's a doctor that has a bunch of tattoos, and he rides a motorcycle. But nobody knows, but he works at a children's hospital in Indianapolis. But he covers them up. You would never think it.
That's the old school and her that she thinks tattoos are trashy. They're completely in now.
You're defiling your body. And, I don't want to regret it too. That's why. Because I would have thrown it out in the air.
Worried about regretting it.
Because there are a lot of people that regret tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
I had people reached out. One girl had a tattoo on her lower back, of course.
There's the first reason she regretted it.
She said
she got a tramp stamp.
It was a swan on her lower back when she was 18. And she was like, I'm getting it removed. It's so painful.
Yeah.
Don't get a tattoo because it's way worse to remove it. It takes way more time,
way
more painful.
If you don't like it, it's not like it's really there forever if you don't want it to be.
What's going to be more painful, getting the tattoo or getting it removed?
Both.
They're both gonna suck.
They're both gonna be painful.
Have you ever thought about getting one?
No.
Ever?
No.
Never been peer pressure with like friends around, like, hey, we're going to get one. Nothing.
Not
like
at
that.
All. No. And I mean, even my nanny, who's 10 years younger than me, has like half a sleeve, and she looks totally normal. She doesn't look trashy. It looks cool, actually.
Yeah.
I love her sleeve.
It looks cool on some people, yes.
Yeah. A lot more people nowadays because it's more accepted. But I think that's funny. Your mother-in-law thought it was still a trashy.
That's a
look
lower
to
class
have
kind of look.
A lower. God, my grandparents are dead, and sometimes I miss hearing that nonsense they used to spew that I could come right back and be like, Grandma, really?
And then she goes, really? You know a doctor with tattoos? And I was like, like it's some sort of a unicorn that I saw
in
a meadow?
A doctor with tattoos.
Yeah.
And he's in his 60s, and I know this guy.
The doctor that I know is in his 40s, but still, this doesn't matter your age.
That's funny.
So I don't think I'm going to get one. I think it's an update to people that were listening on Monday.
You're not demon doing
it. I don't think I can do it.
All right. Well, I don't care then. If you're not doing it, then we're over it. Because
I
was just like, what the hell? You went on the air and you said you're getting a tattoo and I know nothing about this?
It'll look cool and then I'll regret it and I'll be like, damn it, why did I do that?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I have a scar. That's my tattoo now.
I have a friend who got a huge tattoo on her thigh because she wanted to cover her cellulite and I never thought about it. I thought, that's genius. And it truly does cover half her leg and it doesn't look trashy. It looks cool.
Probably looks cool when she's wearing like a bathing suit because you can see the whole thing. Yeah.
It looks really cool.
Nice.
So I get it, you know?
So no tattoos for me.
Where were you going to get it on your body? That
on
was my final
on my
question.
Arm, right over my scar. I was going to do it right around the scar.
Of course you were.
Of course I was, just to remind myself. But then I went, dude, you have a scar. That's your tattoo.
Well, and it's not going to be that forever. It's going to fade
a lot. It's not. It will. So no tattoos for Riggs. Sorry.
Jeez. All right. I feel better now. I'm done. Yesterday, I was with my kids and they're now done with day camp. Okay. They had gone for a little over a month. And so they're like, we're bored. Should have just kept them in camp, right?
Or was it at the YMCA, right?
They were at the YMCA, yes, in Greenfield. And so we have a couple days here and there where we have nothing to do. So the day before, they were like, we're so bored. And I was like, I should have put them back in camp.
Yeah, you should have.
I may still. But anyway, so I'm like, you know what? I got to plan stuff. They're going to get bored if I don't actually plan something. And since COVID, we didn't have anything planned for so long, I have to get back in into like making plans in the summer. I'm just not in that mindset.
Yeah.
So I am loving the way they're doing some of these local water parks. Cool Waters, which is, you know, like West Allis, border of West Allis and New Berlin. It's not far from where I live, so I like to take my kids there.
Aren't they doing reservations or something?
You have to do a reservation, which I love, because there's 600 people getting to a session. You don't even have to pay in advance. You go reserve your slot, and then you pay when you get there.
Does it feel overcrowded with 600 people?
No, I don't even think that's the capacity. I think that's a lower... It doesn't feel
that sounds less.
All. And we got there about 20 minutes late because I was running late from something. So we actually... The session was 1:30 to 4. We got there at like 1:50, and all the chairs were taken, but I just laid my towel on the grass and I went in the water with my kids and it was fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want to sit on the grass when it's 90 degrees outside. I want to be in the water. You know?
That's free, by the way. You didn't have to pay for that?
No, it's $5 a
person. $5? Oh, that's
free.
Fine.
I wish, because it has water slides. $5 is cheap to me.
That is cheap, yes.
And I like it because, you know, it's just a nice little thing. Well, there we are, and the kids keep asking me for food, and there's a concession stand, Riggs, at Cool Waters. So I walk over when they're busy in the pool because I don't want them telling me, I want this, I want that. I go over alone, and there's like 4 different types of popsicles, and I'm like, oh, get him a popsicle. It's hot as hell today. And the choices are strawberry shortcake, a chocolate, some kind of chocolate ice cream bar, a vanilla one, and a bomb pop.
Ooh.
And so I started to order 2 different ones because they like different things. And I went,
no.
We're going with the same we're going to be fighting.
I'm not a parent. I know that, dude.
Well, you know, exactly.
I wanted that one. No, I wanted that one.
It would have been a disaster.
Mess.
So I picked the bomb pops, and the kids both had bomb pops, which I don't think they've had in a long time.
Right.
And so I was like, what's your favorite popsicle, Riggs, if you had to pick?
I would have, out of those, I would have taken the strawberry shortcake all day.
Oh, you
would.
Was
always my favorite. Anytime I hear the ice cream truck coming, that's always my go-to. And if they don't have that, I would go with probably the drumsticks.
I thought drumsticks are good. I thought the bomb pops would be the most popular. Do you know what my kids are obsessed with? They always want me to buy what are the popsicles, you know, that you just slide up. They make them in booze for margaritas now, little popsicle sticks.
Stop making that hand gesture.
I'm squeezing
The flavor ice? The flavor ice things?
The flavor ices. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, those things. They come in the big box and there's like 500 of them.
You buy for $2, you get like 500 of them. And then you have no room in your freezer because they're taking up the whole damn freezer.
Those are good too because they're in a pinch. You just take one of these and the kid thinks it's a great treat.
Love those.
Yeah.
And now they make them for booze, though, is my point. Like you can get margaritas like that.
I've seen those.
So I don't know. So I was having the popsicle dilemma yesterday.
If you were not doing the keto thing, because I know you've done that, you've lost 150 pounds now.
Yes.
What would you have picked? What would be your go-to popsicle?
What would I have picked out of those?
If not out of those, which one would you pick?
I'm going to freak you out.
Why?
I've told you this before. I am not an ice cream or a popsicle kind of gal. Like, I will pass it up and not even flinch.
I'm sorry.
I'll eat it, but I can live without it.
You could always live without ice cream, really?
My friend in California came and brought me a whole thing of keto ice cream when I was out there.
Yeah.
He said, I was at the store, one of our friends, he's like, I got you some keto ice cream. I put it in the freezer, I never ate it, and it was like 100 degrees in the desert where I was. I never touched the ice cream. Yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
I could live without it. I don't
need
it.
Never tickled your fancy.
That I never,
What was your go-to treat on a summer day, then?
Probably whatever kind of ding dong or cupcake I could find in my parents' pantry.
Whatever else I could find.
A thin mint, whatever the hell. Whatever my mom was hiding is what I went and ate.
I got 414-799-1037. What was your go-to popsicle?
Yeah.
Which one would it be?
Or ice cream, because you said drumstick.
Could be either one.
That's ice cream.
That is. Totally is. People can call or you can text 414-799-1037. Maybe we'll have a lot of bomb pop lovers. I don't know. Maybe.
The bomb pop.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie was met with a dilemma yesterday while at the water park with the kids.
I was at Cool Waters with my babes, and I was like, which popsicle do I get them? Ah! And I went with the bomb pop, but that led us to, what's your favorite popsicle? It's been hot as hell lately.
Yeah.
Or ice cream. Somebody texted in. We're getting so many texts. Somebody texted in Choco Taco.
Oh,
somebody
I love a Choco
said,
Taco.
Yeah, the ice cream sandwiches.
Yep.
Ben and Jerry's Tonight Dough.
Yeah.
The SpongeBob popsicles. And then somebody said a screwball, which I had to Google what a screwball popsicle was. It's like a cone. Almost like you get in the gas station when you open up the ice cream bin. Yeah.
Is that the one with the bubble gum too on it too?
I don't. No, there's no gum. No. It's like a literal cone.
Okay. Because there's one of them. Maybe it's the SpongeBob one that has like at the middle. There's a little. His nose is a gumball.
That might be. But we got the phones are bumping with people who want to talk this morning.
414-799-1037.
Let's go to Curtis in Sheboygan.
Morning, Curtis.
Hey.
Good morning.
What's your go-to popsicle or ice treat?
I got to agree with Riggs on this one. Drumsticks and strawberry shortcakes. I love those.
You know, somebody texted in and said they can't buy drumsticks because they'll eat the whole box, so they just
That's
don't
true.
Buy them.
Yeah, the caramel ones.
Those are the best.
So
with the
good.
Little caramel in the middle. Oh,
but why do the nuts always have to fall off? Why do you always have to have a ton of nuts in the bottom of the package when you got a drumstick?
That's how nuts are. They make a mess.
They get everywhere.
Nice. Thanks
Curtis.
For calling, dude.
Thanks, Curtis.
Appreciate Curtis.
Somebody texted in and said, yes, the screwball does have gum in the bottom.
It does?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't even know what that is. I've never seen that before.
That was a big thing when I was a kid, is finding the popsicle that had the gum, because then you could have the treat of the popsicle, and then you got to chew gum afterwards.
Yeah,
it was
like a blow pop, but it's a popsicle.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, Lisa's in Milwaukee on two.
What up, Lisa?
Hey, girl.
Hello.
What's your go-to summer treat, popsicle or ice cream? Which one are you going with?
Oh, I mean ice cream, definitely.
Okay.
I was going to say the SpongeBob ones, though, too, because of the gumball eyes. But
okay.
Someone already said that.
So they do is that actual gum?
Yeah. It is.
On the SpongeBob?
Uh-huh. Oh, gumball eyes, both of them.
My kids must just be swallowing it. They must have
probably.
No idea that's a gum.
They're just eating it. They don't know.
Right. Let them know that it's gumball.
But wait, do you get those, like, at the gas station? Is that where you get them usually?
They do have them at the gas station, yes.
Okay.
She's like, I buy the full box at Costco. Let me live.
I haven't had one in so long, I'm going to have to go get one.
Go get one.
See, we're triggering. We're bringing back the popsicle
industry.
Damn
right we are.
It's not like people are buying them on their own, Riggs. Call us.
Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Thanks,
the SpongeBob
Lisa.
One. Good pull.
Bye. Tessa is on the phone.
Hi, Tessa. Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're
good.
Awesome.
Driving our kid to school.
Good summer.
Pretty good so far.
I can't believe
how
fast it's going.
Riggs, it's the SpongeBob eyeballs that are gum.
Yeah.
And they make your mouth turn black because they're black.
Yes. It's funny that you stick out your tongue at people.
Those slushy cones things that you guys were talking about, there's a piece of gum in the bottom.
Oh, yes.
I remember that from being a kid.
Screwball ones?
Yeah. That's the one.
I with you guys. The bomb pops are the bomb.
Okay.
All right. Does anybody like the chocolate chip sandwiches? Like they're the two chocolate chips with the ice cream in the middle, the chipwiches? I don't know what you call
those
them.
Those are my favorite.
Like, those are good.
When I would get ice cream, I would get the ice cream sandwich
with the chocolate chip cookies. Yes.
That I can get behind, Riggs.
Good.
I'm not an ice cream gal, but you had like a cookie? I'm in.
Two cookies with the ice cream? Oh,
I'm in. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I got to say, my favorite ice cream, though, is chocolate mint chip.
Chocolate mint chip. Any certain brand?
I would say Dean's.
Okay.
You got to go with Dean's. Cedar Crest. The Cedar Crest is up in Manitowoc. You know, you got to
support
local.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
All right.
Cool. Nice. Very nice.
Nice talking to you
guys. Thanks, Colin and Ger.
Appreciate you calling this morning.
All right.
Have a good one.
People keep texting and I see them. The M&M cookie ice cream. Yes. Those are so good. People are saying the Choco Tacos, more of those.
Nice.
We feel you. We hope you get a popsicle today. Even if you eat it at 8 a.m. and you get it from a gas station.
Yes.
We support you, okay?
You've earned it. Get a drumstick or a bomb pop.
You woke up in the middle of the night thanks to a tornado siren. You deserved it.
Yes. Go get some ice cream today.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, DaBaby, who has a lot of songs out there right now, a lot of collaborations, including one with Dua Lipa and Levitating.
Yeah.
On top of the world until he gets on stage at a concert over the weekend and starts spewing. We like to call it 90s-style homophobic rants. That's what I call it. Somebody renamed him Da Boomer, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Because he gets on stage and he says to all his gay fans, put your hands in the air if you don't have HIV or AIDS.
Huh? What?
Shout out to all the guys who didn't do something in the parking lot with another guy. I can't even read the nasty comments he said. But he said, if you didn't show up today with HIV or AIDS or other STDs, it'll make you die in 2 to 3 weeks. Put your hands in the air. I mean, it's like so.
Like why?
1985
what
to act like only gay people have HIV. It's so
did you
when we were a kid, Riggs.
And then did you see him coming out and trying to defend it, like what he said
it
afterwards?
Was awful. awful. That's why I am so done with this guy, because I'm not even done with how he got involved with domestic violence. Give me a minute to get to that. He came out after everyone was appalled by his comments. Even Dua Lipa was like, that is not the man I know. That is not the guy I worked with. Gross. He tried to come out and say, well, no, it's because my gay fans aren't dirty, essentially, is what it was. The stupidest comments.
Right.
Ignorance at its best. I mean,
it's not like if he came back and said I was wrong and he was apologetic and said this was stupid.
Okay.
I'm sorry for this comment.
Ignorant.
Okay,
I didn't know.
You made something dumb. Educate yourself.
But that's not what he said.
But he came back and he's like, back. He didn't even.
So you ready for how the internet has come up with the most beautiful justice I've ever seen?
Please, I want to hear this.
While he was performing at this show where he went on this homophobic rant, DaBaby, right before him, Megan Thee Stallion was on stage.
Oh.
And she was shot by her ex-boyfriend, which is domestic violence.
Tory Lanez.
And he is not allowed to be around her because she has a restraining order, as she should. DaBaby puts Tory Lanez on stage as well, right after Megan performs. And the guy can't even be near her. He can't even be in the same building.
Idiot.
So the internet, this is why I love you guys, had the best idea.
What did they do?
What if we just replaced DaBaby in the song Levitating with a verse from Megan Thee Stallion, and somebody went and took her an exact verse from another Megan Thee Stallion song, layered it up, and it sounds normal. Listen to this.
If we just sex, I got situations, no confirmation. Everybody wanna know who making daytime. What that depends on, whatever the day is.
So yeah, it goes on and on.
That's great.
I know you liked it. I could keep playing it, but it's her verse from another song, and they layered it up in debate.
They just mashed up the beats. That's awesome.
And said, you know what? Screw DaBaby. How about just full circle? We bring Megan Thee Stallion in and replace her.
I like that.
And then DaBaby and Tory Lanez can go away.
God. I never liked DaBaby, honestly. Ever since there was the incident where he punched that woman.
Well, I let that go because somebody was coming up to him with a cell phone light in a dark room, and he lunged forward and punched her. And I thought, well, he couldn't see who the hell was coming at him. But this, I can't even. This is so insane. Now I'm anti. Yes, I say screw DaBaby as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
I'm just next.
Yeah. I need to know if I did the right thing or the wrong thing yesterday, Allie.
Okay.
In front of a new mother yesterday. We went out for a little gathering yesterday with some people that worked here.
Yeah.
And one of our coworkers who just had a baby was there with her new baby.
Right.
Brand new, like fresh out the oven.
Mm-hmm.
How old is that baby? Like a month? Less than a month, probably?
Born
it can't
at the beginning of July, I think.
Yeah, can't be.
You're the one that was with her. You're asking me when she had the damn baby.
I can't judge babies when they're born. I don't know. That's why I don't have kids. But she's got the baby out, just her and her baby, and we were having a conversation across a picnic table. And the baby starts to fuss a little bit, and she's been feeding the baby. I've watched her, like the baby's, she's breastfeeding still.
Yeah.
And she comes over and she's talking to me, and the baby starts fussing again, and she pulls out and starts breastfeeding again right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I just kept going on with the conversation.
That's right.
But I locked eyes with her, and I looked away a little bit, and I was trying to purposely not look at what was going on.
Because it made you uncomfortable.
I don't know if it made
Say
her
it.
Uncomfortable, too.
No.
Of me looking.
It didn't make
it doesn't make the mom uncomfortable at all.
She doesn't care. Her child needs food.
Right.
She's not thinking of anything sexual.
Good.
No woman is. We don't feel... You think she's feeling sexual when she puts...
I'm not talking about sexual.
Milk.
I'm talking about somebody else looking at seeing my body. Like... Is there anything
else,
from a woman thinking that?
What other reason would you be uncomfortable with that, though?
Just that. Like, if I get a glimpse of something... It would be uncomfortable for her. I'd be for her.
She's the one who whipped her boob out.
I know.
She's not thinking about it. You're the one who's freaking out.
I know.
Point.
Why is it like
She's
that? Why am I wired
nothing.
Like that as a man? Why?
That's,
why?
That's society. Why you got
Why?
Treated. Because we grew up with this, like I said, swimsuits, an exact perfect. I've gone through this with my kids. Why can't women show their nipples? I'm like, hell if I know, because it makes men uncomfortable, I guess. Literally. We had this discussion because my kids started wondering with swimsuits and why they can show theirs and girls can't and what the hell. And I'm like, it's a damn good question. We do a lot of things that make men uncomfortable. And so the feeding your baby in private, we're done with those days. We're whipping our boob out and it's literal milk given to our
kid. I understand that.
There is nothing, we're not thinking about anyone or anything other than
I gotta
need to
get
feed
this done.
My baby. Just like a dog would stop and feed their puppies and a kitten would stop. And you wouldn't, you gotta feed the kid.
Yes.
And so.
And the kid was so much more quiet afterwards. The kid was
Years.
Like,
years, for years, women were shamed for doing it in public and put your boobs away. It's disgusting when they're literally feeding their own child. Yeah. I mean, you can't even. It's as natural as it gets. So,
and you've seen those
you
little...
are behind the times. I'll tell you that.
I'm not, though. How?
Because you're asking me if it was weird that you got a little uncomfortable. So I'm saying if you have some more exposure with her breastfeeding in front of you a few times, it's not even going to faze you.
No.
That's what I think.
But that was what
you
I was
need
just.
More
I was just.
To it,
I
so
guess I
you
do.
Get over it.
I haven't
it's
said
like anything
it.
You're afraid of.
I'm not afraid of it. It's just different. It's different.
It?
I've never seen it before.
Okay, so you're using a nice word to
it's
say
it's something
it.
I've
different.
Never seen. It's something I've never seen before. That's
You've
right in front of me.
Never seen a mom put a baby
right in front
on
of me.
Boob?
It doesn't happen very often. It's never? Not a daily occurrence to me. No, I don't have kids. I'm not around kids. It doesn't happen a lot, Allie.
You've never seen.
No,
like,
and I'm not
going to
apologize for that. No, I don't.
Okay.
It doesn't happen a
you're
lot.
Like, I just to say I've never seen a mom feed her kid. You're saying up close.
It doesn't happen a lot. It's not a regular occurrence in my life. I don't have exposure to that type of thing.
So there you go. So there's the problem.
So I do need to go hang out around more breastfeeding moms?
Yeah, and keep it to yourself when it makes you uncomfortable.
But that's even weirder. Now,
no,
can I just
not.
Hang out with you while you
no,
breastfeed
your
kid?
It's your problem, kid? Not hers. It's your problem.
Can I just hang out with you while you're breastfeeding? Is that
sure.
okay?
Absolutely. Yes.
That's okay?
That's the point, is
okay.
that we're doing this thing now where...
Normalizing it.
Yes, where
okay.
women should be able to breastfeed when
all
they
right.
need to breastfeed, and men not go, what's happening? This is weird. Ah! Like, no woman would
should
be
I look?
Like
should
that.
I not look? Why is that going through my brain? I felt weird.
That,
it was me internally,
for
though.
Yourself.
It was me internally, because it never happens before. Never. I never see that.
It was exposure. It's like anything with exposure. You're afraid of
gotta
any,
be.
Any situation or experience you haven't been around. You're like, huh?
But I was like, this would be perfect to talk about on, yeah. on the radio, because then I could have you tell me what's
tell
up.
Tell you what's up, which is when a woman's breastfeeding, let her breastfeed. You can talk to her.
Yeah.
You can not talk to her, but she shouldn't
But if
have
I don't
to...
talk to her, then that makes it even worse. If I get up and walk away, that contributes to the problem.
You're
so
all
I'm damned if I do. I'm damned
right
if I don't.
This is all you, man.
It is.
This is all self-projection. She's
it's all.
Not thinking about that. She's got a literal 10-pound baby on her boob
yeah.
giving it milk. Her body's working hard. She doesn't care if you're like she's
I don't expect
about,
her to care. It's not
she's
about
not thinking
I,
about
no.
that.
I was just talking about me, how I felt.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm saying whatever you got to work out with you.
Okay.
I'm saying you can do whatever and because it's all in your mind. It's not like she knew you were thinking that.
No, she didn't.
So that's what I'm saying. You got to sort it out with yourself.
All right.
Because I say she just keeps feeding when she's got to feed.
Of course.
And props to her
yeah.
for doing it in front of you. I'm really proud of her for
yeah.
that. Yeah,
I was too. I was like, all right, cool.
For not feeling like she has to be embarrassed or ashamed or go
no,
hide.
Nor should she, because when
that's
we
the
have
way
a,
women feel.
We have a normal relationship. I mean, we're friends and we work together, so mm-hmm. I just kept moving on, but
consider
still.
Consider it flattering that she breastfed in front of you. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a way to spin
flattering?
It to make you feel better.
Well, thank you.
But at the end of the day, I stick with what I said, which is she can breastfeed wherever she wants.
Yes, absolutely.
And,
I'm not saying that. You can always call
it
text.
It makes me feel weird. So what do I do with it? And I'm like, that's your problem.
414-799-1037. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Mm-hmm.
We have moms on the phone now?
Of course.
Oh, boy.
Because Riggs said our coworker started breastfeeding in front of him. And what happened?
I wasn't sure what to do.
You didn't like it when I said it made you uncomfortable, so we're
well. It made me uncomfortable.
Whatever,
but I don't want
to. Riggs needs it to be in today.
Okay, then it made me uncomfortable.
Yes,
I'll say it. It made me uncomfortable,
did.
But
say
not.
It.
But it wasn't her fault. It was my fault.
Well,
it's me.
I've
it's all about
stated,
me.
It sure as hell wasn't her fault.
It was all
she
me.
Men are going to have to learn how to deal with this, and women too. But Jess is on the phone in Sheboygan Falls. I'm interested in what she has to say because she said she's kind of in the middle. And I said, "Well, don't you get on this radio station push women back 30 years, honey? Whatever you're about to say, I got to hear what she, I'm very curious.
What's up?
Not at all. So here's the thing, you know, I've seen the worst of it where, you know, I was traveling with coworkers and one of them was breastfeeding and we were trying to find her a place in this conference center mm-hmm. to breastfeed and they said, well, she can go ahead and use a toilet stall or a hallway, right?
What?
So I've seen the most horrifying pieces of it.
Right.
You know, absolutely an advocate of it.
Yeah.
But I'll say to Riggs' defense, I'm female, I have these parts, right? And it when a woman, I think, just whips it out and starts going, it's
mm-hmm.
uncomfortable for me too.
Yeah, because you're
I
not used to
support,
it.
And the thing is, I support that it's natural and I all those things, but
yeah.
I don't know that through all of my sister-in-laws and things, I don't know that it's ever comfortable, but I will tell you, that middle ground of when my sister-in-law will say, hey, I just need to feed him, And she kind of becomes a little bit, she's still going to do it, but she kind of covers up a little bit and makes it discreet because she's whipping a breast out.
And she's letting you know that she's about to whip her breast out, which is nice of her, but completely unnecessary. She doesn't have to announce it. I mean, I remember doing that too. And now I remember going to another room by myself for an hour, sitting there breastfeeding my kid. And why? Well, everyone was in a different room, you know?
And again, I think that's totally antiquated, but to finish that thought, I think I would be equally, if a guy just lifted a shirt up, you're not expecting it. So I think that for it to be, I think this hard, like, get used to it, it's your problem thing is too much. I think part of it is it's okay to say.
It makes you sound old school.
Yeah.
It makes you sound old school. We're trying to normalize this, and young moms are doing that. I've seen it with my nanny breastfed in front of me and my boys. She talked to them. She said, I just want you to know I'm going to feed my baby with my breast, and after three or four times of her breastfeeding in front of them, they never noticed again. And so I love that because my kids will always just think it's normal when a new mom feeds her kid in front of them and they won't go, she's got her boob out like a lot of us would have for years. You know?
I just need more exposure to it because I don't have any exposure to it. I don't. All right.
Yeah. It's a happy medium.
Free the nip. Free the nip.
It's going to take you being around new moms now to get that exposure.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, they're getting better. So
thank you for calling this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Yep.
Appreciate it, Jess.
Jen is in Milwaukee.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, good.
What do you think?
Yeah. Was it
so
bad?
I also sit on both sides, but for a very different reason.
Go ahead.
I am a new mom. I have an 8.5-week-old little boy.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's his name?
But I feel like it's a total lack of education because I am still learning and knew nothing about breastfeeding when I gave birth.
That's right.
I had a lactation specialist like 2 or 3 times. My husband didn't know anything. And I definitely am guilty of saying, like, okay, I'm going to feed my baby now. But like you said, Allie, I'm not going in another room for an hour.
No.
I breastfeed all day long.
All day.
I would be stuck in another room away from people all day. And it's already really isolating to be home with a newborn.
It's what we did for years, Rick.
Yeah. I know.
I guess it's coming from it that way.
I get it. No, I totally get it. I'm all about normalizing, you know, letting women breastfeed wherever the hell they need to breastfeed because the baby needs the food. Give the baby the food. You know what I mean? So I agree that for years it was not normal and we have to change our thinking. We can either get older and become these boomers who are out of touch or we can actually get with the times and go, okay, you can breastfeed your baby and we're not going to freak out about it, people.
Absolutely. And huge shout out to Target, by the way, because all of the Targets up here have nursing rooms, which is amazing.
That's nice.
There's no way I'm feeding my baby in a bathroom stall.
No, she shouldn't.
I'm not feeding my
baby. That's gross.
Right.
That's disgusting. Nobody should have to feed a baby in a dirty bathroom.
They did for years, Riggs.
I know. This is gross. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate listening this morning.
I've come a long way since, you know, the 90s. I mean, I know I'm a mom, so I'm much more sensitive to the breastfeeding, but there were probably days where I was like, what the hell? But no.
All right.
We're going to normalize it.
New moms come breastfeed around me so I get used to it, please. Thank you.
Well.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Good morning. It's 8:57. Well, guess what just happened?
I just smiled so big when I got this notification.
Guess what just happened? You know what?
Gee, what? Tell us, Riggs.
I'm just going to play it from the source. Listen to this.
News from inside the Women's Gymnastics Center. Suni Lee just winning gold in the individual.
Look at that.
But wait, Riggs. Simone Biles was ruining America by not competing.
She should be there and she owes America a gold medal.
How dare she deal with her mental health? I'm so old school, I'm going to make fun of her actually paying attention to her mental health. And I'm going to say she owes all of us, even though I'm a fat guy in my basement eating pizza. Simone should have been performing.
She looked just fine to me. Looked like she just wanted to quit. She's a quitter.
All the behind the times mental health people are really being exposed at this moment because some of this the stuff people are saying, and I just can't even believe that people are coming for Simone Biles when she's literally being a hero by standing up and showing people how to handle mental health correctly. So the fact that we won the gold just cracks me up.
Yesterday, Allie, I was so distraught at the amount of hate and just vulgar and just ignorance that I was seeing on my...
I really
made the mistake of reading comments on Facebook, which is wrong, which is dumb to do in the first place.
You.
But I was trying to educate people, and I'm like, you can't educate the stupid.
They're so stupid.
You can't can't educate people that don't want to be educated, no. that just want to shout into their void.
And they have zero experience with mental health, or they have zero awareness that they have their own problems. Because
I was like, let's play this out the other way. Let's say that she even said she had something called twisties, which is like where gymnasts have, it's almost like vertigo, where mm-hmm. when they're jumping, they kind of lose track of where they are, and yes. she could hurt herself. You're like diving Big into time. A pool without water. Mm-hmm. So let's play this out the other way. She doesn't say anything. She competes. She hurts herself. She gets horribly injured, and people go, well, should have taken a break.
She shouldn't have injured herself. Shouldn't have pushed herself
so. Shouldn't have pushed herself so hard. Go yeah, F go yourself. Away. Go away.
It's
God,
sad.
It was so hard.
Yesterday really did show us how bad the stigma is with mental health, Riggs.
Every time I think we take 5 steps forward, we take 10 we steps back. It's
I know.
Terrible.
It disgusts me.
Nice. Mental health and physical health are the same thing.
Yeah. And they are mind and body go hand. Together whether you think they do
yes.
or not.
Your heart and your head are connected. But look,
so,
at that.
Look, we want the fact Suni that Lee. Suni Lee won the gold and yep. you didn't need Simone Biles there for it is the biggest middle finger to everyone who has had anything to say about Simone Biles.
And now,
we were just fine.
And now an American has won each of the last 5 Olympic titles. So
and
suck on that.
It's awful that someone who is struggling with mental health problems is being beat down like that. I mean, way to beat somebody when they're
the
down.
The most powerful post that I saw was from someone that said, Simone Biles won't see you trashing her, but your friend who's suffering in silence will see it, and they're going to be impacted by it. That gave me goosebumps saying it again. So,
well, because you never know who. Most people don't talk about it like we do, and then you don't even realize people around you are struggling. This is my favorite one. Simone Biles won nationals with broken toes in both feet, worlds with a kidney stone, and has carried the burden of being a face of sexual assault survivors as a national institution failed to support them. Half of y'all yelling about toughness can't even handle wearing a mask in public. I was like, and we're the snowflakes.
Congratulations.
I've seen so many good ones.
To the women's U.S. gymnastics team, the gold medal in the all-around competition. Hell yeah.
And yes.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ha ha! He could only avoid us for so long. He's back. Aaron Rodgers finally had to talk to the media yesterday.
Now you gotta talk to the press, bro.
Welcome back. We're happy you're back, but we want to know where the hell you've been, quite frankly. That's what I need to know, Aaron. Yeah. So here is Aaron yesterday talking.
He was talking about how the media like to make up some things about him sometimes.
But you're not telling us
the
anything.
The media loves to make stories when there's not enough content to put out there. Look, I realize, you know, there were times I could have said something, but I firmly believe that there is wisdom in silence. And also, I love this. I love this city and this organization. And I didn't want to get into a f-ing match with a team that's employed me for 16 years, paid me a lot of money. I felt like handling things behind closed doors was the right way to do it. There were some leaks for sure. I can promise you, I didn't have a part in any of those.
Right. So. Yeah. It turns out at the end of the day, he was just upset that he was not involved in more of the free agency stuff, like bringing players in. Some players were leaving. He wants to know what's going on.
He wants to have a say in who's going to be on the team because he is literally the leader of the team. He's so invested in this team, and he feels like, but I don't really have any power in helping pick my team.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
But
so
he kind of has an issue with that, and rightfully so. I mean, you've been there for that long. You put your trust in the guy. You want to win a Super Bowl with him. You want people that he's comfortable with.
Sure.
Right?
But I still think some of the reason he didn't want to talk about his engagement and all that is because it all happened so fast.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
That is true.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And he did say that he's still thankful to be a Packer.
Yeah, it's still something I'm very proud of. You know, I did see something about Farby and Bart playing 16 here. And this is obviously number 17. So there's something special about that. I've been here a long time. Seen a lot of change in personnel and people in the building and the fields and the Hall of Fame. And
so he's glad to be part of the legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that. I mean, I'm just glad he's back.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long he's going to last. I mean, I think he'll be here this year, obviously. But
sounds like maybe next year he might be out, we don't know.
We don't really know.
We'll focus
I thought
on...
he wanted to go have a family, and I was convinced he just wanted to focus on that. It's like, I won a Super Bowl. I've done all this. I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I can afford to retire if I really want to. But when Riggs and I were at the Bucks parade after they won the NBA championship, championship.
That's right.
Go Bucks.
Bucks
there was
six.
A station from Green Bay standing right next to us on the media platform.
Oh, yeah.
So I went up to them and I said, I need to know, have Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley been spotted in Green Bay by anyone? They're like, no. I'm like, so nothing. Not even like at a Quick Trip.
No.
Nope. Nothing.
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 Not even at Brett Favre's Steakhouse.
Nothing.
No. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
In your shower. I was realizing this was I was taking a shower at my house yesterday. How much stuff women have in the shower?
We got a lot.
Because I only have shampoo, conditioner, soap. Uh-huh. That's it.
You're done.
That's it. I'm done.
Yeah,
but I noticed my wife, there are three different kinds of shampoo.
Yep.
There's like
we use them for different things.
There's like keratin treatment or some sort. I don't know what the hell
it is.
How much stuff do you have in your shower? How many bottles do you think you have of hair stuff and soap?
Well, I have different shampoos as well because I have one that makes my color come out, but I can't use that all the time.
Okay.
So I use it once in a while. And then I have my other random cheap conditioners.
Okay.
And then I have my middle of the road conditioners and shampoos. So I have probably six bottles. And then I got body wash. There's at least a couple bottles of that.
Seven, eight.
Then I've got a bar of soap for my face.
Nine.
Dove soap all day on my face. I've got a razor.
Okay.
Shaving cream.
Yeah.
And then another body wash from like, you know, one of those nice ones. Not they don't actually clean you. They make you smell pretty like a girl.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? One of those. So how many is that?
Sounds like 10 at least.
Yeah.
10 or 12.
Just for me.
Just for you. That's one human being.
Yeah.
That's insane. My wife has nine things for herself. Nine. I counted nine yesterday.
Just shampoos or what?
Shampoo and conditioners and the treatment. Yeah. And she has the same thing for you. I go, why do you have so much stuff in here?
Because we need it.
I don't use this every time. I use this every once in a while. I don't get any of that.
You don't have enough hair to understand.
Thank God.
Guys use Head and Shoulders and you actually get away with it. I mean, could you find a cheaper shampoo to use?
You
could use the cheapest stuff and nobody would know. We can't do that. Our hair would look crazy.
I buy a giant bottle of shampoo and a giant bottle of conditioner. I want them separate.
That's right.
I don't believe in two in one. Two cannot be in one. You can only have one in one.
I believe the same, that if you have two in one, you're cheaper.
You're way cheaper.
You're way cheaper, right?
I want one of each, but they're like $4 for each one. They're huge. They last me for months.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even care because I use the shampoo first and then the conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
But three for me.
Three for you.
Are the women, how many things do you have in your shower? 414-799-1037. Do you think all women have a lot of things in their shower?
Yes.
Multiple products?
Yes, I think this is totally normal for our grooming.
You think so?
There might be one chick who has one bottle of Head and Shoulders and that's it.
We want to talk to that chick. 414-799-1037. It's your one thing of Head and Shoulders and a bar of soap. That's it. How much or how little do you have in your shower? I was curious. I wanted to know. We'll talk to you next. Hold on, it's Kiss. I don't know. In my shower, I just need my bare necessities. Shampoo, conditioner, soap, like a body wash. That's it. But my wife, nine different things. Allie, you've got, what, 12 things in your
Something like that. I got a lot of stuff in my shower, but I use it. So whatever.
How much stuff is in your shower? Either an exorbitant amount or not a lot at all? 414-799-1037.
Adriana's in Milwaukee.
Good morning, Adriana.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
What's your shower situation? What's going on?
Well, I'm a hairstylist, so I have an exorbitant amount of hair.
God. I bet you do.
You probably get samples and stuff.
Yeah, she probably has so much. Yeah. Or stuff she doesn't sell, she has to keep.
How much?
Yeah, pretty much. So I couldn't even begin to tell you the amount that I have. However, when I got a new house and it has like a smaller shower, I kind of was like, you know, Pinterest has made me really want to have it look nice.
Okay, and you want it organized?
Thousands of products everywhere doesn't look great. So I decided to like put some of the products outside of the shower. So now I have like my 20 or something on a shelf right outside the shower. And then I'll just pull like the three or so into the shower that I'm going to be using.
It looks like a salon when she gets in the shower is what she's telling us.
Yes.
She goes up, she picks her product like she's shopping. She gets in and she does it. That's awesome.
And it works out pretty well because then I don't have to like fumble through 12 different things in the shower. I can just fumble outside of the shower.
And you know what? You're doing market research. You're doing important research on your own there.
True.
To recommend things to your clients. Very important. Very important. All right.
She's like, whatever you say, Riggs. Sure.
So about 20-ish, maybe. You think 20 is a fair number?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. More than 20, probably.
All right. Thank you for calling.
If I have 12 and it looks normal, she's got like 40.
Right?
Ariana's in Waukesha.
Good morning, Ariana.
Or Ariana. Sorry.
Hi. Ariana. Hi. What's your shower situation like? Do you have a lot of like shampoo and conditioner and stuff in there?
No, I have seven items. One is conditioner, one is shampoo, a razor, Also, I have...
Got any soap? I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that.
I got any soap in there.
I meant she's trying to think of items. I was like, do you have any soap? She's not amused.
Yeah,
hey, you gotta turn down your radio,
yeah.
Ariana.
Listen to us through your phone.
We're on a delay in case you say something naughty.
Listen to us through your phone. It's okay.
That's
real
why
time.
She's confused right now. You're behind.
So, Ariana, you said like 7 different items then, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
I have 2, instead of like that puff thing that a lot of women
use. Yeah, the what's
loofah.
It called? The loofah.
Loofah.
Thank you.
The loofah.
Yeah, I have the hand mitt, though.
A hand mitt.
That's my 7 things.
I've seen the hand mitt.
Is it the same material as a loofah? It just goes on your hand?
Like, yeah.
Scrapes your skin. Does it work?
Yes.
Wow.
Super soft.
My wife has like this long, like towel loofah looking thing that she uses to wash her back all the time.
I know what you're talking about, one of those things.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling. 7 things in her shower.
That's funny.
It's a lot. Good morning.
Finally, it's Erica and Racine. I've been waiting for this call. Erica, go ahead and tell Riggs what you use in the shower.
How much stuff do you have in there?
No, just wait. Just wait. Okay. Go ahead, girl.
I use Head and Shoulders.
Look at you.
We found her, Riggs.
I have 4 years. Okay. I have the Head and Shoulders 2-in-1 because who doesn't need the moisture? And an actual conditioner.
Oh, you use a conditioner on top of that?
Correct.
Do you just like the way Head and Shoulders works, I guess?
I do. I mean...
What is your haircut like? I have to know right now. What is your hairstyle?
I have... It's a little past my shoulders. Okay. I've got super, super thick hair.
Uh-huh.
And I really only wash my hair like twice a week, if that.
Okay.
Is your hair straight, curly? You have bangs?
Naturally, it's curly. No bangs.
Got it.
I don't use a whole lot of product in my hair, so it stays a lot healthier, actually.
Well, how long does it take for you to do your hair? From washing to drying to leaving?
I'm the most simple girl. I wash it, and that's about it, and I let it air dry.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
Damn. She gets zero bleeps,
Can you tell my wife about that technique?
No.
I love that.
Good luck. Hey. Your wife doesn't have shoulder-length hair.
I know. She doesn't. All right. So we found a Head and Shoulders girl. Look at it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Whatever
we appreciate
works.
It. Whatever works best for you. Kiss FM. Thanks for sharing your shower habits.
Riggs and Allie. Riggs and Allie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.